If projections are correct, Oregon will need to build fewer prison beds under a new law. Governor John Kitzhaber signed a wide-ranging public safety bill today, but the measure he approved fell short of what the Democrat proposed. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
Kitzhaber had wanted lawmakers to significantly curb the growth of Oregon's inmate population over the next decade. That would have potentially required controversial changes to the state's mandatory minimum sentencing plan for violent crimes. Prosecutors and some legislators balked, so the proposal was dialed back to reduce sentences only for some drug and driving convictions. Still, the governor said the plan will reap economic benefits over the next 5 years.
This bill turned out a little bit different than we originally had envisioned, but essentially moves us in exactly the right direction and didn't leave in its wake bitterness and polarization that would make it harder for us to take additional steps in the future. So I'm very satisfied with what we've got.
The money saved by the reduced sentences will go to crime prevention programs. The measure passed the legislature earlier this month in the closing days of the session. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.